The Wizard of Oz was first published in 1900. It's an American classic, with many knowing the story by heart. WGLT's Mary Cullen talks with Candace Summers, education director at the McLean County Museum of History, about a piece of the story that still surprises some.
Not many people, even if you've lived here all your life, know the connection Bloomington Normal and McLean County has to one of the most beloved stories turned movies in our history. And that would be the story of a little girl named Dorothy Gage, who was the inspiration and the namesake for the character of Dorothy with The Wizard of Oz.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about who Dorothy Gage is. You know, you're talking about how the Wizard of Oz character Dorothy Gale got her name after Dorothy Gage, but maybe we could talk about the young girl who was a Bloomington resident. So she was born in 1898, is that right?
Correct. She was born on June 11th, 1898, and was the daughter of Sophie Jewel Gage and Thomas Clarkson Gage. And she was also the niece of a very well-known author named L. Frank Baum. And she had a very short life. Tragically, it was cut short at the age of 5 months when she was struck with a sudden illness. And over the course of 24 hours, she unfortunately passed away. And the story of Dorothy, I mean, could have ended right there. But she really touched her family. So L. Frank Baum's wife, Maud, they all had sons. And so Dorothy was like the daughter she never had. She doted on Dorothy, loved Dorothy. And so when Dorothy passed away, suddenly it was like Maud had lost her own daughter. And so Maud took the train down from Chicago to attend Dorothy's funeral. And this death clearly impacted the entire family, not just Dorothy's parents, but L. Frank's wife. And so he was in the process of writing a new book and decided to kind of memorialize Dorothy Gage by naming the heroine, the main character of the book, after little Dorothy. So in a way, it was almost like, you know, he had imagined her as a teenager having grown up. And so this was like her adventure through this magical tale through the wonderful land of Oz. And so it really is just a beautiful story.
I want to clarify. So L. Frank Baum and his wife Maud did not live in Bloomington.
Correct.
And they never lived in Bloomington.
As far as I know, they never lived in Bloomington, no.
So it was it Maud's? Where's the relation there?
So Maud was the sister of Thomas Clarkson Gage. And so Sophie Jewel Gage was her sister-in-law. So this was Maud's brother and sister-in-law who had little Dorothy. And that's the connection between the families there.
Now, as you said, L. Frank Baum was almost done writing this Wizard of Oz book. And I don't believe we know what the character's name was before it was changed to Dorothy, do we?
I don't think so. That would be interesting to find out if there was another name for this character before he decided to name it Dorothy. I couldn't imagine this story being anything other than Dorothy, though.
Right. It's so well known, and it's a story. I mean, Wizard of Oz was originally published in 1900.
Correct.
And the story is still so popular today. And I think that's one of the reasons why people really cling to it. And it's such an American classic. And for it to have roots here in Bloomington, Illinois, and for people not to know about it is rather surprising.
Yeah. Every now and then you see on like those Facebook groups, like, remember when you used to live here, the Bloomington Normal, and you always see it kind of pop up that somebody happens on the story of Dorothy Gage and the Wizard of Oz. And it's like a revelation. And you're like, no, we've known about it for a long time. And here's this biography we created when we told that story about Dorothy Gage and Dorothy Gale at the Evergreen Cemetery Walk in 1997. And so that year was a really important year. They found and figured out that Dorothy's grave was here in Evergreen Cemetery. One of the Munchkins, Mickey Carroll, actually funded putting a new marker for Dorothy because the old one was very worn and very old, not in good shape. And so his family actually owned a mortuary company, a monument company, and made the monument themselves. And so they had a big ceremony in May of that year and rededicated her grave. I mean, it was a huge thing. I remember seeing pictures of it in the paper when we were doing research. So it was a big deal. And we still get people that come to Evergreen looking for Dorothy's gravesite to this day.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Candace Summers of the McLean County Museum of History, and we're talking about Dorothy Gage, who's the inspiration of Dorothy Gale in the Wizard of Oz book and movie. So you just kind of hit the nail on the head there, is that Dorothy Gage died in 1898. The book came out in 1900, and we really didn't start talking about this connection until 1997.
Yeah.
That's 100 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Candace Summers of the McLean County Museum of History.